I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up next, the Local Food Report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth learns about an heirloom variety of winter squash that comes from Nantucket.
Peter Burgess is into local history. He named his fields in Truro Sixpence Farm after he found an original 17th century coin out there one day. And when it comes to vegetables, he likes to grow varieties with some history, too.
I've been growing squash since 1975, and I've experimented with quite a few. And recently I've begun to grow very old heirloom varieties, and I'm finding that they have a lot to offer.
This year he's growing an heirloom called Long Pie Pumpkin. It's a winter squash.
This is probably, and probably more than probably, it's just without real clear documentation. But that pumpkin was brought to Nantucket on a whaling ship in 1832, and it was popular there until the farms were no longer operating.
According to researchers in Maine, the pumpkin variety came to Nantucket from the Isle of St. George in the Azores, off the coast of Portugal. For a while, it was simply called the Nantucket pumpkin.
And then it ended up in Maine, and it was almost extinct except for one farmer, typical Maine, you know, very persevering. And for 30 years he grew this, and it was then taken by a seed propagator in Garden City Seeds, Montana, and he propagated it, and then now it's back in Truro. So it's has a real history to it.
It's been almost 200 years since the long pie pumpkin first showed up on Nantucket, but it still does well in our maritime climate. Burgess says it's easy to grow, although it looks pretty unusual.
It's kind of like a torpedo instead of a round pumpkin, and it is delicious. It makes the best pie ever.
What's the meat like? Is it thicker?
Let's see. It's less pumpkin-y, more squashy. It's sweeter than a pumpkin. In fact, you could probably, with a little bit of butter, cinnamon, eat it as a squash. But I think its best use is because it is not quite as firm as a pumpkin. It makes a better consistency pie. The other thing I like about it is it's very resistant to pests, the squash borer, the squash beetle. And if you, because of some reason or other, you get a cold growing season or whatever, you can pick it if it only has a blush of yellow, and it will ripen on its own.
Some people describe the underripe long pie pumpkin as looking like an overgrown zucchini, which I think is pretty accurate. Burgess says because color isn't always a good indicator, he lets the weather help him decide when to harvest them.
The best thing to do is to leave them until the foliage begins to turn yellow. You can pick them early if you need to. However, the longer you leave them on the vine, up until the first frost, the better that they are.
Then Burgess says you should cure the pumpkins. Leave them in a sunny window inside until their skins get orange and their stems dry out. Once they're dry, he moves his to a cool, dry spot in the basement for the winter, and he's kept them there some years as late as February. Then, one by one, he brings them up to the kitchen for pie. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can see pictures of the long pie pumpkin and find out more about the history of that variety on our website at capeandislands.org. Also online, you can find a link to our free podcast for the Local Food Report, which is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.